Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and what I do is bring to you the very latest information from the spiritual hierarchy and also from the universal Akashic records that are held by the cherubim in the center of the cosmos. They hold these records for Source, and when Source requests a record, of course, they turn it over to Source to be reviewed. This is a group of cherubim, and it is their responsibility to work with these records. I mention this because today we are going to be talking about a topic that I asked the cherubim to open the records with regards to this because I thought it was important information today. On the internet, I noticed an article or a series of articles, and the topic was Earth on the Highway to Extinction. That was one of their questions, and there was a lot of information there about global warming and so forth. With the weather reports, I had also noticed that in Moscow, they're experiencing a heat wave now. This is a time when Moscow is extremely cold, dark nights, not a little bit more than sweater weather. They're running around in all their furs, so forth. And it also mentioned that this year Russia had experienced an unusually warm winter. Also in the weather news just recently, this last week, you might have read about the storms that had spawned tornadoes in Texas and flooded several states north of Texas. And so I had all these questions in mind. Of course, what was in the back of my mind is all this is all global warming. And so I asked the cherubim to open the records, give us some thoughts on these causes. Well, of course, I expected to hear some, as I said, interesting information, perhaps new insights into global warming. Surprisingly, their answer from the records went in another direction. And I was astounded by this. As a matter of fact, I think that the cherubim's answer that they found in the records was so extraordinary that I posted the whole reading in my site today. If you go in and look at the webpage on BBS Radio, you will see the entire reading. That is how impressed I was with it, and I thought perhaps you would be also. And I'll read some of the things to you. For those of you who have not listened to my show before, there is a part of my mind that actually goes to the center of the cosmos, and I literally meet with a cherubim. Now, the first time this was done, it took me a very long time to get there. And I have to tell you, folks, that it took a long time getting back. The second time I went there, I kind of had a few thoughts of anxiety. My goodness, am I going to be able to get back? And interestingly enough, the more and more I worked with this, the faster I could traverse that great distance with my mind, so that now it's almost to the point of being instantaneous, which is an interesting thought, is it not? The more we pursue an objective, the more efficient we become at it. And so that is how this project became. And if you haven't listened to my show before, I want to tell you a little bit about the cherubim, because as I have been journeying with them and doing readings for people and getting some extraordinary information on how the earth was conceived, how it was created, how souls were created, I have become in awe of them. They serve in an extraordinary fashion. They are androgynous, but they show me a picture of them as female angels. They are dressed in white. They are very, what you would consider, tall. And they tell me that they show themselves to me in the image of a female because they have this great affinity for human beings who live on this planet, as actually all of the angels do, because they tell me that the angels were created first, and after the angels, they actually assisted Source, the creator of all, to help bring forth the particles that compacted and became our souls. So in a sense, they have a very protective stance towards us because they were involved in the creation of our soul on an auxiliary helping position along with Source, and also because they are so in love with Source and everything that Source has ever created, that if Source created it, they are in love with it. So these magnificent, incredibly beautiful, sensitive beings tell us that at this point in time, it is their passion, their belief, that it is their duty to read the Earth records for humanity at this time. And, of course, one of the reasons is that this is the time of a very great advancement. This is the time when Source and the spiritual hierarchy have pulled out all the stops, so to say, to help us move up into the higher levels of existence. And so I see them opening the records, and these records are actually vibrational in nature. And in this vibration, it is circular, and the end that goes into the middle seems to be moving inside. That's how it appears to me when I see the records. However, this is a magnetized spot where all of this vibration is accumulated, but when the cherubim open these records, it appears to be a book. And they show it as a book, and I suspect that this is so we as humans have some sort of understanding as what we are perceiving. And so in reality, this library is not really a bookcase full of books. It would appear that way to us to help our human mind identify and acknowledge what we are interfacing with. But really, the deposits would look more like a swirling eddy that you might see in a stream. Sometimes you look at a stream and you're looking down the river, and you might see this water moving very quickly, and then it'll spiral around some stones and perhaps bubble up somewhere else. Well, that spiral that zips around towards the middle, which might be the stone in the stream, this is how the records appear to me. Well, apparently we have a caller. And your name, please?
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
I'm fine, dear. What can I do for you?
Yeah, could you ask the cherubim if you can at least see my book?
Well, it has to be a little different than that, Ron, and I'll tell you why. Their records hold your experience from the moment you were brought into spiritual form on all of your journeys until the present moment. Now, as you might expect, there is a tremendous amount of information in there. So yes, they see your records, but they want to know where to go in this record and extract what you are looking for. And because you are speaking to me, I am holding your vibration. And with your question, I pass that along to the cherubim. They open that part that answers it. So that is why we need to direct them, so to speak. It's like, okay, we've got the record now. What page are we going to look on?
Okay.
And so what is in your mind? What prompted you to make this phone call?
I started getting an idea of working with crystals, and I was wondering if I'd ever worked with those before in the past.
I have to chuckle at that, Ron, because I think you really know in the sacred places of your heart that you've worked with these. Let me say this. We are coming to the culmination right now of many of our lifetimes. We are just starting to remember the magnificence of who and what we were and are. And so what we're working with in the present right now is an awakening of memory. When we came to this planet, as you know, memory was cut. And the reason that memory was cut is because Archangel Michael came with his light workers to research, you might say, a certain question. And that question was, if our memory were cut, would we still love Source? Would we still hold Source in our heart and honor Source, even with our memory cut? And would we then wake up and actually remember the relationship? So that's why memory is cut. Now, that being said, I can tell you with assurance, myself, Carolyn Evers, Ron has worked with crystals before because he is waking up and remembering that. But for the sake of argument, let's go for a second and see what the cherubim have to say about that. And give me a second to connect, because it does take a little adjustment from going to the beta state to getting into the alpha or the theta state and connecting with them. So give me a moment, Ron, and let's see what these beloved angels have to say about your new memory now.
Okay.
Or shall I say, yeah, new memory of some old things that you've done in the past.
Okay.
And I am facing them, and they're, just to tell you what this is like, I told you they were very tall angels, and they, along the edge of their energy bank, the color is what would be an aquamarine, what we know of as the color of an aquamarine stone. This was the color ray that the cherubim were created upon, and it is this color ray that implanted into their heart, into their spiritual soul, the desire to continue or to foster, to take care of the work that they do. And so this is their color, and if we were to describe their book would be this gorgeous aquamarine. It is in constant motion. It has light running through it, and around the edges there is this incredibly gorgeous golden color, which is the energy of Source. Because they are so close to Source, they carry Source's energy in their soul. So do we, but they're carrying it from a different perspective than how we carry it. So I wanted to give you a little idea as to what they looked like, what their records were. They are very patient with me. They are smiling, and they are holding your record. And as you can imagine, it is a very large data bank. If you want to speak in terms of computers, the data that is inside of your record, and of course, really all people's records, is quite immense. It means that every act that you have ever performed, every thought, every lesson, every path that your soul has set upon you to follow is all there in your record. in everyone's record. And these records, this information has moved up through all of the dimensions, and the last resting place is at the feet of Source. And they are telling me to remind you and everyone else that Source is the maker of all experience. And they are bowing their heads and their knee to Source right at this moment because they understand who and what they are and what their path is. So they're holding your record. They're showing it to me in the form of a book. And most of the records, if we were to look at them as books, would be brown, have a brown cover. And it is because most of the records or most of the souls were created on the pink ray of love. And so that cover has a brown cover. Now, this is true for most souls. For your soul, it does not have a brown cover. There are souls who were created on other color rays. You were created on a different color ray. And they are showing me a sapphire color. It is vibrant. It is in motion. And in the front of that cover, there is a design. As I said, these designs look like they're swirling, going into the middle of the record. And on top of that is a geometric shape. And the reason that they are describing your cover and your book and the geometric shape is because this was the basis for Source calling your soul into creation. And it does have something to do with your questions, Ron, with regards to crystals. And they are informing you that crystals, yes, you have had crystals in the past where you have walked that path with crystals, but that is only one, and they're saying small, area of your accomplishments. That you have many other accomplishments besides working with crystals. Your soul has directed you to work with crystals first because the crystal is easier for you to extract information from this. Now, have you received into your possession a crystal that is holding records, that is holding information? Has that come into your lifetime yet?
No, not yet.
There is a crystal that is designed and waiting for you to attract into your consciousness. It is, there are crystals that have been infused with the history of the past, and these have been lying waiting for people to awaken now and to work with them. And it sounds to me like you are just beginning, just starting to work with crystals. You need to and they're using the word desire. You need to desire this crystal that holds past information of some of the circuitry that has been used in this planetary system. That I believe some people call them record keepers. There is one there waiting for you. And so as you desire this and you want to pull this into your consciousness, search for the record keepers. You will know when yours becomes available to you. You are to take this record keeper and you are to work with it. And the reason that you are to work with it, Ron, is because it will help you to unravel some of the past information and knowledge that you have within your soul. And I'm not going to go into the telling now of your cover and so forth and what your mission is now, because it would take too much time on the radio. If you so choose and this has some appeal to you, you can go to my website and ask for some more information through a reading. But this is the reason why your soul prompted you to call today. You are to search for your record keeper.
Okay.
Wasn't what you were expecting, was it, dear?
No, it wasn't.
No, this has an Atlantean connection. And when you handle the crystal, if you are in a position to handle it, if you're buying it over the internet, you may not be able to handle it per se, but your mind can reach the crystal, and that is the question that you want to ask this record keeper, is if that record keeper is waiting for you, and if that is the record keeper that is connected to Atlantis. And it is for this that you need to hold in your hand so that it starts to open up and unfold into your heart those secrets and those abilities that you held in Atlantis.
Okay.
Blessings to you, dear Ron.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Now, moving on, the cherubim are giving us now some dramatic insights into the changes that are happening on this planet. And if we don't get through this, please read it at my website. It is there in the entirety. I do believe this is a most extraordinary message, and all who hear my voice need to read every word of this, because there is such great majesty and beauty in it. And so the cherubim discuss how where humans are starting to notice these unusual changes, such as weather and so forth, and that we have put a label of global warming upon them. And I hear we have another caller, and your name?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. This is the first time I've been listening to your show, and so when you look at the records, is it for something that has already happened or something that you see coming up?
Well, let me explain what the records are. You see, Akasha, or shall we say, the history of human beings, because there's two kinds of records.
Mm-hmm.
There is a record that the cherubim are, first of all, we have source, then we have a seraphim, and then we have a cherubim. There is the upper level of the cherubimic band. Take the vibration that comes from source, moves it through the entire cosmos, through every living planetary construct that is in the cosmos. And that takes that record, it picks up the record of history,
mm-hmm.
Of form, takes it back to the creator. The band on the bottom, the records that they are holding, belongs to individuals. Now, you are carrying a record from this lifetime in the etheric body that you hold next to your own physical body.
Mm-hmm.
There are about five or six different sources of these records. There is a planetary record, there is a galactic record, and if you're interested, when you go to carolynevers.com and you click that little book that has to do with the Akashic website, there's information there that came from the cherubim that describes every kind of record, where it is and what it encompasses. And actually, it's very interesting.
Okay.
So all of these records have gone up through all of the dimensions, your record and everything you have ever done, and there it resides at the foot of source, so to speak.
Okay. Okay, well then the question I had is that I had a son who was stillborn, and I'm just wondering what that was all about in my life. Would that be a question that would be appropriate to ask for my record?
Let's see.
Okay, thanks.
You know, it's the cherubim are interesting because sometimes I ask them a question and I think I'm going to get an answer, and it might not be what I thought of.
Okay.
All they come by with some interesting things. Now, there's another thing here too, Rebecca, is they will tell me this, but they may or may not give the answer that you want to hear over the air because it is something that is private.
Got it.
And so they will respect private information. That's why I said, let's see
okay.
what you're going to have to say about this.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second to connect. Yes, they have your record.
Mm-hmm.
They have the child's record. Even though this baby was born, stillborn,
mm-hmm.
This was not a new soul, as you might understand.
Correct.
We live through many lifetimes, and so this child had a vast degree of information in their records also.
Okay.
And what they are saying is that, and I know this is hard perhaps to accept this because I am a mother myself,
mm-hmm.
and I understand the yearning and the pain if something happens to this child that you wanted to welcome into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that this event for you was very sorrowful, I would think. I mean, I'm putting myself in your situation, and this is how I would view it.
Well,
so
sure, yeah.
I suspect that that is what this had for you. Now, they are telling me something that may be difficult for you to accept.
Okay.
They are saying that this event was a gift to you.
Okay.
That this child who was born stillborn,
right,
that the two of you had a very close connection through the past lifetimes that you lived through.
Okay.
Now, before they get to that information, they want you to know something. And they want to know that when a woman carries a child within their physical,
mm-hmm.
that soul, no matter where they go, will always recognize that vibration.
Correct. Okay.
It is something that is never forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter where you incarnate or where this child incarnates, that they will always be connected to your vibration and always love you.
Mm-hmm.
That, excuse me, they could pick you out of a crowd of millions, they're telling me, by honing in to that vibration. So
mm-hmm.
that is the first thing that they wanted to tell you,
okay.
that this child is not lost.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you may feel that in your heart, that this child is lost and you are grieving for this child, that this child is not lost.
Okay.
And will always remember your love, and you will always remember this child, that when a woman carries a child, a soul, that there is this unbreakable bond no matter what happens in their life, and it is the bond of the recognition of love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they also want you to know that this child has not left your sphere of influence.
Okay.
That your child is very aware of you. And not only is this child aware of you, but they are showing me this little cherub.
Yeah.
Now, it's not that this soul is not developed and is in the early stages. They are showing me this picture of a cherub so that you understand this beautiful, angelic life
okay.
that
uh-huh.
this child was.
Uh-huh.
And was this a boy?
Yes.
Because this is what I'm what I am seeing, and I kept wanting to say, this little boy child.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're showing me these little cherub wings and this face that looks like a little boy, and they are showing me this child hovering around you.
Okay.
Now, they're also saying that there was no negative karma, that this child was not brought to full fruition, so to speak.
Correct.
That there was nothing there that was negative, that we would describe as karma.
Right.
That this soul came, and it is so beautiful. They are showing me this soul surrounding your etheric double, and it is like this little child's wings
mm-hmm.
is embracing that.
Oh, okay.
And so it came into physical form to have this much closer connection with your physical. And the reason for that is that this child is a very special guide that, and they're saying very strongly, was not assigned to you, but that the two of you agreed upon.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
child is the link, is the doorway, is becoming that doorway between the two dimensions, where your feet stand now and where your future is going to take you, that the two of you have agreed on this mission.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
The child could have come and could have incarnated and transitioned at a very early age, but mm-hmm. the child chose not to do this.
Okay.
You see, the child's mission is to work with you in spirit. This
mm-hmm.
is your guide. And rather than come in the physical and be born and live for several years and have this great attachment and then transition, the soul felt that this would be more kinder to you. And I don't know, it's hard to
No, no, I totally got what you're saying, so
yeah.
I totally
okay.
understand everything you've been saying, so.
Okay.
Okay.
And yes, and so this child is there to work with you. Now, the reason that this happened, you see, this could have happened in the spiritual level where you never had contact with this child, but your heart would have always questioned
mm-hmm.
who you were speaking to on the other side.
Oh, okay.
So, entry into your awareness, you carried this child, and it made its connection to your awareness so that...
Right.
Oh, I could almost... My heart is fluttering because I work this way with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so your son will be working with you. You will recognize this son when you finally connect with this son.
Okay.
And your soul prompted you to call today so that you understand this path and the role that the two of you will have together.
Okay. Okay, and is there anything that I should be doing to further that role so I have a higher awareness of it on my side?
What they are saying is allow the beauty of life to unfold, that the journey is part of the joy.
Okay.
And this is the part that you need to explore yourself.
Okay.
But if you have a question later on, feel free to contact them either through a reading where we can get down to more detail or on the radio as we are doing now.
Okay.
And so, my dear Rebecca, I went through a situation similar to yours, except my child lived until 16, mm-hmm. and that was very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, I would never have thought that that was a gift. But
mm-hmm.
when I look upon our relationship now and how we have worked together, I understand much more fully
mm-hmm.
that many of the things that come our way in life, if we don't understand what is happening, they seem like grief and challenges. But when you are told of the reason and you start to understand it, there is great joy there.
Uh-huh.
Because I have worked with my son now for over 20 years, and the joy that I have in being able to work with him and the places that we have gone together and the things that we have done together
uh-huh.
could not have happened unless he were there and I were here.
Uh-huh.
So I have to tell you, Rebecca, I did tell him the next time we're going to do it differently.
Oh, how cute. How cute. Well, this has just been so wonderful, and my heart is so full of love, and I'm so glad that I got this verbal explanation about what was going on, and so this is just wonderful. This is just one of my highlights in my day, and if not my life. So this has just been a fantastic, positive experience that I called in. I just wanted to tell you that.
Oh, that is beautiful, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too. Bye. Well, it seems to me, folks, like it was a good thing that we put this message up there, because I'm not sure we're going to get to it. And it is so important, because the cherubim talk about what we are worrying about with earth changes, and they explain how this happened in earnest was back in 1999 when sometimes it's hard going from the center of the cosmos back to me and my, oh, we got another caller. And who am I speaking to this time?
This is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great, dear. What can we do for you?
I don't know. This is very strange.
Like, I've never had a strange thing happen to me in my life.
I mean, I have them every day, but this is very strange.
Oh, this is stranger than the usual strange, huh?
Yes. I mean, I was going to call a specific question, but I've listened to your first two callers, and both of those callers could have been me. Because
maybe that's why you're listening today.
You think? I'm kind of now, I just feel a little in overwhelm about, okay, there is something here you need to tell me in the relationship of me connecting so closely to the first two callers. There's something I need to know. And I don't know if it's that these things are helping me to clear some more stuff.
Could be.
Or what exactly it is, but I mean, I'm feeling a little strange.
Well, I think what you're telling me, is this accurate? What you are feeling is some sort of emotional reaction to these two calls. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it could have been me calling and asking those specific questions. I mean, it's like, wow.
Okay, so this emotional reaction, is it a good feeling, like a positive, a loving feeling, or is it something that we would call a negative feeling, something of fear or
no
terror?
Nothing fear, no terror, no nothing. It's almost like a feeling of peace, if you will.
Peace is good.
Definitely.
Now, what about these two calls seem so similar to you? I mean, did you have these events happen in your life, like with the crystals or with a child?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it is the events in particular
because
that you are identifying with or having a resonance to.
Yeah, like the first caller asking about the crystals. Well, I was sitting here when he was saying that going, you know, I have this connection to the crystal skulls. you know, I know there is some connection for me there. And when the lady just called and was talking about the child, I was walking through an event one time, and I had a gentleman to tell me I had a small child energy around me, and it was a little boy.
You know, when I'm laughing because when I before I do a show, I pray, of course, and I ask God to give them messages that are most pertinent to the people who are on the phone, not necessarily on the phone, but who are listening to the show, and secondly, that it attracts those individuals that can be helped by that particular information. And so I suspect that, you know, you were prompted to listen and to call because there is something there that your soul wishes to examine. Now, we can't answer both questions, Susan. So which question seems the most important to you now that you want to explore?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they can tell you which one is more important at this point.
No,
think?
Dear. If you recall how I spoke to Ron,
yes.
The person, it is their question and their energy that I take to them. The cherubim aren't ones to offer advice per se. They're not like the nosy neighbor that comes over for tea and is going to tell you how to run your life. They are a friend who will give you an answer if you question them, and it is something that you should know. That is how they operate. So you're going to have to walk in your power in this, dear, and decide which one you want to explore.
Well, the connection to the skulls, I have been told, is actually a future connection, that it hasn't happened yet. So I guess the one that's pushing my buttons more would be the second connection to the child.
I will ask them, but are you sure that's what you want?
I'm
not trying to make it difficult.
Oh, I know, but, you know, it may be something it's time to look at.
Okay, so you want to look at the child?
Yes.
Okay, now, I want to make sure that I understand your question, because if I don't have the clear-cut understanding of your question, we're not going to come back with the answer that will satisfy you. So your question is this your question? Do you have a soul that is... first of all, have you lost a child?
Yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
It was not full term.
Ah, okay. So this was you did carry a child, and it was not carried full term, and you want to know the reason for this. Is that a good
yes. That's a good place to start.
Okay, Susan. From one mother to another, I can understand the pain and the grief. And people don't always understand your loss because they have a tendency to think that this is not traumatic for you because the child wasn't born. But when a mother wants a child, and that child, and she conceives, and that child does not go full term, the pain is just as great as if the child were born and transitions. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand this. And so you might not have received some of the compassion from those around you that you would have wanted. And so I can see right now, even before we go to the cherubim, that there is an issue there that needs to be healed. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. There is pain because you have a situation that wasn't acknowledged by friends for certain, perhaps even family, and you weren't able to face that and transmute that. Now, I will ask the cherubim about this, but Susan, I really would suggest that in addition to that, that you call my shows where I have healers who work with this energy and to help you heal, because this is a big issue for you that needs to be healed. And that is my Saturday show. That's on every other week, and that is The Messenger. We just had our two-hour show yesterday with Caroline Allen. You can call in, not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that. Or you could call in this Wednesday, and Charlene McNeil will be there. You really do need a healing to release this stuck energy of pain that is still surrounding you over that event. So look on BBS Index for my show on Wednesday, which is the next one, Cosmic Connections, and Charlene will be there. And if you come and you ask her, she will help you to transmute the pain of that event.
Okay.
Now, let us go to the cherubim. And they're already, these are such dear, beautiful beings. Their compassion, I'd like to tell people this just so they understand the compassion of those who are in the spiritual hierarchy and the different levels, because if you could only understand this compassion and the love that they hold for all humanity, it would be so comforting to you. And so they are standing there and waiting patiently for me to finish. And they have your record. And they are showing me the book, Susan. And I want to tell you about these tremendous rays of white light that is coming from your records. It is very bright. It is very beautiful. It is sparkling like sunlight on water, where the sun's rays are just causing such a reflection of light, like in the middle of the day where you see this maybe blinding light of sun on water. That is what this light looks like as it is streaming out of your records. And what they are opening up the cover, and as that cover is pulled back, this white light comes out. It is like overwhelming. It just bounces out. It is like this sun, bright sunlight sparkling on snow. And it is because of all of the things that you have done in the past, how you have followed the high road in so many of your incarnations, not only on this planet, but on all of the other planets and planetary systems that you have explored. You are not one who has only come to Earth. Your path has moved through many of the cycles of birth and rebirth, through many of the cosmic paths that souls take. And your soul, as it has prompted you, has always taken the high path. And that is what all of this light is about. And the cherubim wanted you to know this, that within your work and within your past, you have always trod the higher road, so to speak. Now, they are reminding me that and you are probably aware of this also, that when a soul comes into being through incarnation, they review scenes of what this opportunity is going to entail. And you're probably aware of that. You know, we talk about we choose our parents and so forth. But what some people are not aware of is there is a technology there, in a sense, where they actually can review all of the opportunities that are going to be placed in that lifetime. This child that was coming to you was not an advanced soul, they tell me. That this was a younger soul that has not had a lot of experience in incarnating, and that there were several choices that was offered to this soul. In other words, you were one birth mother that was an opportunity for this child, and there were several others. And the child, because it was inexperienced, had great difficulty deciding which opportunity it was going to explore. Now, in that scenario, souls have input from masters who are around them. This is their specific job that is given to them to help souls understand their opportunities and help guide and direct them. This post changes because it is so intense. The responsibility is so difficult that souls who work in this position take a short stint at this, so to speak, because they can take on karma by not giving out correct information. So this soul that you carried for a while was given, and they're showing me three choices. And their advisory path, so to speak, was pointing in another direction. And the soul had the right at this point to decide which way it was going to go, and it chose the path that it was taking in the beginning. Now, they are telling me that you did not have a connection with this soul in the past, that this would have been the first time that you and this soul would have worked together. You were willing. You wanted this child. The child at this point, now this might seem difficult for you to understand. The biology is begun in the physical, and it is then the soul has several points, several moments when it can actually take on the biology of this newborn infant. Some souls incarnate into that newly forming fetus at the very beginning of conception, but most of them don't. They usually hover outside of the mother or around her energy field until later on in the pregnancy, or some of them even wait until the child is ready to be born. And as that child is being born, that soul then becomes infused with the body.
Right.
This soul had not fused with the biology that was forming within you.
Mm-hmm.
And in midstream, they became confused as to the choice that they had made and decided not to take that path. And the and so they withdrew. Now, the angels are telling you that you did nothing that you should be sorrowful over, that you had taken care of your physical, you had done all that was required, and that there should be no guilt on your part, that you did not fulfill a mission, that you did not nurture this child and want this child. It was a decision that you had no control over. Now, does that help you?
Yes.
Okay. So what they are saying, dear, is do not be sorrowful over this, that if you keep your desire out there for another child, that another child will come your way.
Oh, that's okay.
You changed your mind. Okay.
Yeah,
listen,
that's okay.
Now, call Wednesday for your healing at Cosmic Connections, okay?
Okay.
Because I really do think that you need that.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, Susan.
Thank you so much.
Now, to the rest of you, my dear friends, we are getting ready now to go off of the radio, and I'm going to bring this back next week and discuss this because I think this is so incredibly important for us to understand what is behind earth changes, what is behind what we are calling right now the warming of the planet. Do go to my website, read this message from the cherubim. You will be surprised and amazed at what is there. Also, if you are so inclined, go to carolynevers.com, order a reading for yourself. We can only give small bits and pieces on the radio. I am telling you that the readings are so complete, so beautiful, so loving. You will treasure it also. And so from my heart to your heart, I keep you in my mind, and my heart sends out its blessings to you. So goodbye for now until next week.